Again, in a non-protocol setting, what is your approach to the patient with HER2-positive tumor who has a node-negative tumor, particularly the smaller tumors that maybe even weren't eligible for your study under a cytometer, for example?
I recently saw a girl in her late 30s with two tiny lesions, 0.2 and 0.3 centimeter lesions, invasive ductal, but horrible pathology, the worst pathology you could imagine, with a breast essentially filled with aggressive DCIS. And my own choice, if I were to be given free rein on this, is I would have included Herceptin in the regimen. We are bound by our guidelines, and because this was less than 1 centimeter cumulative, our own tumor board decreed that that was not the way to go. But I think these younger women with very aggressive, nasty pathology, with small breast lesions and node negative, if it is me, the biology is dominant, and I would be inclined to treat them, although I do have to say it's in the absence of evidence, and of course, it has to be bearing in mind all the other comorbidities.
What about the patient, particularly an elderly, frail patient, where you're concerned about giving chemotherapy, maybe a patient with positive nodes? What about the issue of trastuzumab without chemotherapy?
It's funny you should raise this. We only had this issue yesterday at our own tumor board with an elderly lady who was frail, who'd done badly on some treatment in the past for a different tumor and now had this HER2-positive breast cancer. So at this moment, I don't think that we are prepared to take that giant step of Herceptin monotherapy. It was decreed at the tumor board that she would be treated with some Taxol initially, although we're going to watch the neuropathy extremely carefully, and then to be followed by Herceptin in a Lahira manner. It may well be, as we move on through the years, that for these elderly, frail patients where the HER2 is the driving biology, that we do move to Herceptin monotherapy. I don't believe that the time has come yet.